Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hi there. I want to let you know that I have resigned as Minister of State. Over 14 years ago, I made a planning application for my family home. In that application, some of the information I gave was not correct. This was wrong. It's not acceptable. And I'm very sorry for that. I want to thank the people in Mead West for their support over all the years. And I'm looking forward to continue to working for you and with you, with my team in Dáil Éireann in the years ahead. I also want to thank Laura and my family for their ongoing support and sacrifice for the work I do as a TD for Mead West.
With that breaking news this morning, as Fine Gael's Damien English resigned his position as Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise. Now, this follows, I suppose, an expose in the website The Ditch, and you can go there and find the detail of that. But to explain it all to us, I'm joined now by the political correspondent for the Irish Times, Cormac McQuinn. Cormac, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Just to mention, for people who don't know The Ditch, they were the people who brought us the Paul Hyde story, which led to, let's hope, wholesale reform at on board Planola. But that's basically the provenance of the original story, which led to Damien English's resignation. But perhaps you'll explain the situation where somebody applies for planning permission and they have to fulfil certain conditions before their application is even valid in Meath West.
Sure. I mean, there. It's well known that the issue of one-off housing in rural areas has been controversial for many years. But there are certain criteria people have to fulfil for their application to have a chance of being approved. In Mead, for instance, there's stipulations that say that, you know, an applicant should not have a previous dwelling or have possessed a dwelling in the past where they live. There seems to be some wiggle room in that they could have a house where they don't currently reside, but you know, it helps your case in terms of a planning application if you don't already have a house in a rural area and you're trying to build a new one.
Now, it's also, isn't it the case that they have to have some connection? You can't have a blow-in from the big smoke deciding I want to build a house in what they call a strong rural area of Meath, you know, just because I want to. You have to have some sort of connections to the area?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the form that you fill out, you have to show that you've been living there for at least 5 years. But in the case of Damien English, he is local to the area. The planning file says that his family home is nearby Castle Martin, and he'd been living there for 30 years. So it's, you know, that aspect of things wouldn't have worked against Damien English in terms of the planning application. It's the issue that when he made the planning application in 2008, He did already own a property which he'd purchased in nearby as well, Castlemartin, in 2004, and he did not disclose that on the local needs form when he was making the application for the new house.
So presumably he I don't know, haven't seen the form. I presume it asks you, do you own a property currently in this area, and you have to tick the box yes or tick the box no.
Yeah, it asked if you own a property, and then another question is if you have sold a property.
Yeah. So if, for example, you owned a property, but you sold it just before you applied for planning, you'd be fine.
Not necessarily. I mean, it talks about the rural policy rules talk about having previously owned a property as well. It doesn't look set in stone that all of these things would necessarily negate you from being able to build a house in the area, but they're the factors that are taken into account when a decision is made. Is what it appears to me.
We've discussed these kind of things before about Gaeltacht areas, for example, where they didn't want the language spoken to be diluted by lots of people coming in who only spoke English, for example. But here we're, I suppose, talking about the plethora of one-off dwellings that's scattered across the countryside, and in an era of sustainability, these are the least sustainable kind of houses. So I presume the whole theory, the philosophy here is you better have a good reason for building this one-off house.
Absolutely. I mean, the criteria that people always cite is being from an area, or having family in an area, coming from an area, but these other bits about whether or not you own a property are kind of lesser known criteria maybe than would be out there in the broad knowledge of people about this issue,
Now, I'm just wondering about how nuanced this is, and maybe you and I don't know enough about this to discuss it. But I mean, if you're there and you're living with maybe one other person, your partner in life, and then suddenly, or not so suddenly, you end up with five kids and you're living in a bohon, a very small accommodation. I mean, would you be able to apply while you're still living in the bohon to build a larger house to accommodate your growing family?
That occurred to me as well. I mean, there are probably all sorts of things that planners take into account when making these decisions. But certainly you're right. If say the house you had was very, very small and your needs dictated that you needed a larger property, well, I suppose one argument is you could extend the current property rather than building an entirely new house, but that may not be possible in all circumstances. But there are probably other factors that need to be considered in these sorts of decisions.
Yeah. Now, I suppose the one thing that recommends Damien English's action is the speed of his resignation, because he's hoisted a bit on his own petard. He says, a person building a one-off house cannot afford to be cheeky with the council or take any risks. These people face the full rigour of the law, and the council comes down on them if they step sideways. That was in 2006 in a housing debate during the Dáil. And meanwhile, the code of conduct is quite explicit that TDs must interact with authorities involved with public administration in a manner that is consistent with their roles as public representatives and legislators.
Sure. I mean, that is the point. I mean, the speed at which he has now fallen on his own sword is less than 24 hours after the Ditch website published that story, and he's gone. It's less than a month after Taoiseach Leo Varadkar did his very limited reshuffle of junior ministers, and Damien English was one that was considered safe at that time in the Department of Enterprise. He kept his job. And now, less than a month later, he's gone, leaving a vacancy for Mr. Varadkar to fill.
Yeah. Anyway, by the swiftness of his resignation and the fact that he has admitted wrongdoing, it's kind of a game, set and match against him, whether or not he can be rehabilitated in time in that party. Probably not in this government, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to the scenario with Fianna Fáil junior minister, former Fianna Fáil junior minister Robert Troy, whose property interests also led to his resignation as junior minister in recent months, again with involvement of the Ditch website, because they've been doing a lot of work in examining the property interests of TDs and senators over the last year or so. So it's I think looking at that Robert Troy experience and trying to hang on for a time, possibly influenced the speed at which Damien English has departed on this occasion.
Mm. Yeah, but the fact that there is an admission of wrongdoing, and it appears to be quite clear-cut. You know, the rules in the council area seem to be quite clear-cut, and if you misrepresent your actual situation, you're in trouble. I just wonder about people, and this is, again, just a speculative question. What happens if you get a planning permission on the basis of false information and you build a house and, you know, many years on, as in the case we have here, more than 10 years, so maybe the 10-year window is the key. But could you be forced to knock a house down?
It's a good question. It's one that I suspect will be examined in the coming days. What are the consequences, if any, for these things, for such a scenario? I mean, we all know that if you do an unauthorized development, you can apply for retention of planning permission, and people often get away with that. If you provide incorrect information in the first place, the consequences, I don't personally know what they are, but I think some work will be done today and tomorrow trying to find out, you know.
Yeah, I also think there is some sort of 10-year window that if it's there and nobody's objected to its presence, but I'm not sure. We'll have to talk to a planning person about that. But anyway, the demise of Damien English. He resigned today on foot of a story on the Ditch website. Thank you, Cormac, very much for joining us. That's Cormac McKinn, political correspondent with the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.